from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, we are thrilled right now to introduce our next guest. He is a Hall of Famer, both in Cooperstown, and he will be inducted into the Pirates Hall of Fame next month. We always enjoy our time spent with him. Of course, talking about the great Jim Leland here on the Pirates deals at the deadline. Jim, let's start with, and thanks for coming on with us, let's start with Brian De La Cruz, 18 home runs. That is the second most by a National League outfielder this season. Your take on the power bat the Pirates brought in from Miami.
Well, I think very smart. I think, Ben Sherrington's really good. And, he knew that. You could see that, watching the Pirates. They needed some more thunder. And they got it in the corner of an outfield, and that's a good spot to get it. It really doesn't matter where you get it, but that's a good spot to have it. So, yeah, big, big, big addition for them. They needed some more thump, to go along with Reynolds and a couple other guys. They needed some more power, and it certainly looks like they got it.
Jim, I got to imagine, though, Kiner Falefa, the man they got from the Jays, I feel like that's a manager's best friend right there with the amount of positions he can play, the quality of defense he can provide you, and then the bat that he's given you that he's given out this year.
Yeah, he's having a good year. He's a very good player, as you say, multiple positions. I don't worry about that quite as much as everybody else does, but I like to get players settled into a position. I think when you're really good, if you look at Houston over the last several years, Bregman played third, Pena played short, Altuve's at second, Tucker's in right. So I think the more everyday players you get that play each and every day, I think the better off you're going to be. But certainly this guy can play all over. He's an excellent player, having a good year. I think a terrific addition to the Pirate ball club.
Jim, you've been in the clubhouse on deadline day when your bosses add to the team and bring in guys to improve the current roster. What kind of morale bump or jolt can that do to a baseball team?
Well, that can really, be a jolt in the arm. There's no question about that. It's kind of unique because these guys, I thought they did a great job. They're bringing back big league players. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of times at the trade deadline, you're trading, maybe you're getting rid of some players, whatever it may be, for whatever reason. But a lot of times you're getting prospects. So as a major league manager, I didn't really know who those prospects were other than the reports from the scouts or inside the organization. So I would always tell my general manager, if it's not a player I know, just do whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
I trusted them and do whatever you do. But in this case, Ben brought in some big league players. So I know Shelty's familiar with them. I mean, he knows who they are and what they've done. So he's probably got a good feel for it as well. So I think that's a big difference. But it can be a, you know, it can be a big uplift for your ball club when the organization goes out and shows that they're trying to do something to help you get over the hump.
Is it at all tricky to, as a manager, to try to manage the new personalities assimilating into that clubhouse? Like, how did you handle that when you had new guys? Maybe if it was a good player but a big personality coming to your team, did you have any kind of specific strategy you had for handling that?
No, not really. I mean, you know, you're nice to people. You're nice to the players. You treat them first class. You know, you do everything you can to help them along and then let the chips fall where they may. But I didn't really go out of my way. We welcomed them to our club. We made them feel comfortable. You know, I'm not as big on the clubhouse stuff as a lot of people are. I know it's a factor, but I'm more worried about, you know, what they do when the umpire says play ball. So, you know, that was a bigger factor for me.
Jim, I wonder, and I'm guessing things have changed a lot. I'm sure they have, but does a manager have a lot of input on the moves that a major league team makes at the trade deadline?
Well, that's a great question. I kind of answered that just a couple seconds ago because, like I said, if they were talking about prospects that I didn't know, then really I had no input whatsoever.
Yep.
Now, if they were talking about players that were playing in the big leagues that I had managed against, then certainly in most cases the general manager would ask me, you know, what I thought of that guy, you know, what I've heard, what's his personality, what's he like, you know, have you heard anything good, have you heard anything bad, you know, all that comes into play if you know the player. But like I said, a lot of times at the trading deadline, people are just picking up prospects, maybe for a veteran guy that's going to be a free agent, a rental or something like that. So, you know, a lot of times I wouldn't know really who the prospects were, so I couldn't really comment on it. But if it was a player that was, you know, particularly in your league, then I would comment if the general manager asked me.
Did you ever try to project what that player then would look like in the Pirates lineup? And what I mean by that is, Jim, like De La Cruz coming from Miami, where they struggled badly offensively this year, and he didn't have much protection in that lineup. Did you ever think, hey, if this guy's hitting maybe in front of somebody that's a little more dangerous here, he's going to see better pitches, and you start thinking he's going to be a better player? Like, you almost expect more from the guy once he gets here because you think you've got a better situation for him?
Yeah, there's no question about that. I did that all the time. I fooled with lineups all the time. We got to the trading deadline, and I knew that we were talking about a player that I knew, and our general manager was trying to get him, you know, after games, whatever it may be, in the morning in a hotel room. You know, you write a lineup with that new guy in it, even though you don't have him yet, and see what your lineup would look like. So you kind of, you know, you kind of project what it would look like if you do get him, you know. And, yeah, I mean, it's a work in progress, and I think you have to do that kind of stuff. You know, I made a ton of lineups out all winter long when I found out we might get somebody in a trade or something, you know, or sign a free agent. Yeah, that all goes with the territory.
How much did it ever, like, pop into your head maybe where you'd say, you'd look at a guy who you knew about, like you said, you knew about a lot of these major league players, and he was playing in a place where they just didn't care. Like, in Miami right now, no one's going to those games. Like, the fans are checked out. Did you ever see it, or did it happen a lot where a guy would come into the thick of a playoff race and you would just see the game, his game uptick because he was much more engaged, things like that? Like the environment that he was in was just much more conducive to having somebody locked in and playing their best ball.
No question about it. I think it really, you know, gets a guy going. It gets the adrenaline going. First of all, it's a two-way thing. It pumps up your team because you're getting him, and then it pumps up him because he's coming to a good team. So, it's a perfect scenario, really, and there's no question about it that you know, people like to be playing in September and October. They want to be playing for something, and yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. It's a big help, and I think the Pirates, along with some other clubs, but the Pirates just did a terrific job.
Jim, how do you view them now? What do you make of the Pirates' chances after these moves?
Well, you know, they anytime you got pitching, starting pitching, I know the world of relief pitching today, everybody talks about it, but the Pirates starting pitching, particularly if they get Jones back, I don't really know what his status is. I don't know how long he's going to be out, but they really have some excellent starting pitching, and that to me is where it all starts. I was a big starting pitching guy. I know the game has evolved a little bit more around the bullpens now, but I still think that it's trending back to trying to get some innings out of your starting pitching. And the Pirates give you a chance with Keller and Skeens and the guys they got right now. They give you a chance pretty much every single night to win that game. And that's all you can ask for. And they got that. And I can tell you this, if they get in, there's going to be a lot of teams. And I'm saying if they get in. I don't know if they're ready to get in or not. But if they get in, there's going to be a lot of teams that are not going to want to play the Pirates in the first round.
Jim, your thoughts on what you've seen from Skeens to start his career?
Well, I just like to, you know, it's none of my business, but I just like to slow everybody down because you don't want to, I mean, he's handled everything so well. He seems how to know how to slow the game down. His presence is very good. I just don't want to put so much pressure on him. I think it's wonderful. He's packing people into the stadium. It's great. He's an unbelievable young talent. You know, got a chance to be a great pitcher. But, you know, let's not get too carried away where we put so much pressure on him each and every start, even though it appears that he can handle that kind of stuff. But, you know, he's still breaking into the big leagues, and it's going to take some time. And, you know, he's not going to strike everybody out. That's not going to happen up here. These guys are too good. But he's got a chance to be a terrific winning pitcher for a long, long time. And his delivery is such, hopefully, knock on wood, that he can stay healthy. That's the one thing that I look at. I really like his delivery, and hopefully he's got a chance to stay healthy, and that's going to be a big factor. That's a big factor for all pitchers.
Jim, this team has Arizona after they finish up in Houston, and then they go San Diego at home, and then the Dodgers and San Diego again on the road. So with San Diego and Arizona, that's two teams they're trying to chase down. When you were managing teams, if you had that kind of run on the schedule, you're in the thick of a playoff chase, did you, you know, would you try to put extra emphasis? Did you act any differently or say anything differently or treat those games differently with your players or try to keep it as normal as possible, even though you knew those games were a little bit more important?
Well, I think that you know, that you got to keep things as normal as possible. But you also know the players are not dumb. They know what's going on. They know who they're playing. They know where they are, the standings. I reminded guys, it's good. You know, these are the teams we want to play because there's no shortcut to a championship. If you want to be a champion, there's no shortcut. And if we're gonna go anywhere, these are the type of teams we got to beat. And, you know, not only now, but if we happen to get into the playoffs. So it's a great challenge for this Pirate Club. You know, are they ready just yet? I don't know the answer to that. But I do know they're exciting. They make some aggressive mistakes once in a while, which I'd much rather see than somebody not running a ball out. You know, they still do some things once in a while. The youth shows up once in a while. But this team, it's really fun. It's really fun to watch. Shelty's got a good pulse on it. And like I said, Ben Cherington is a very, very bright, bright guy. So they know what's going on. And the players, like I said, they know who they're playing. They know who they got to beat. So I don't think that you can shy away from talking about it. There's nothing wrong with that. I think it's fine.
Jim, Shelton's come into his own here the last few games. He's pushed some buttons late in games that have fans saying, this guy is one of the reasons why we won the game because of late inning managerial decisions. It is year five for him. I'm curious, did you feel once you reached that point 4 or 5 years in that you were a better manager than you were when you first broke in? Does experience make you a better manager in the big leagues?
Well, I'm not really sure how much Shelty had in the minor leagues. I'm not sure how much he managed, but I managed 11 years in the minor leagues. So when I got to the big leagues, I saw a lot of things happen in the big leagues that I had seen somewhere along the way in a minor league game. So it helped me. I'm not talking about anybody else. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about me. It helped me to be better prepared to handle it. And I think that was great experience. But, yes, you always get better. You're always learning. I'm sure Shelty's still learning. I'm still learning today with some of the new stuff they have and the analytical stuff that I think some of it is very, very good. It's changed the game a little bit. The game has changed a little bit. I think the two biggest changes is, as far as the game being played is your pitch selection, pitch usage, and the way managers are playing their infield. Those are the two things that are really different from when I managed.
Jim, congratulations on Cooperstown. We watched it, we loved it, and we can't wait to see you get enshrined in the Pirates Hall of Fame coming up here soon.
Well, I appreciate that, you guys, and good luck to those buckos.
All right, Jim, thank you.
Thanks,
so
Jim.
Much. Jim Leland, everybody.
Right.
There you go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.